The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Celebrate the spring season with a trip to Grand Traverse Resort and Spa. Relax and unwind at Spa Grand Traverse or make a splash at one of their indoor pools. The indoor water playground for kids is terrific. Prepare for the new golf season with a trip to their year-round golf academy and start to think about rounds at their beautiful golf courses. The Bear, Spruce Run, and the Wolverine. In fact, the Wolverine is now open, so you can head on up north and hit the links. The fun continues inside at the Den, maybe after a round of golf, or maybe just trying to relax after, just hanging out with the family. Traverse City's entertainment hub is at the Den, complete with axe-throwing lanes, bowling, and escape room and restaurant. The Den is fun for all ages. And take a piece of Traverse City home with you with a special purchase from their gallery of shops. For more details, whether you're looking for a spring weekend getaway or planning ahead to your summer vacations, visit GrandTraverseResort.com. That is GrandTraverseResort.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. Online at WTK.com. You know, one of the things that we are doing continuously over on the MichiganInsider.com is keeping an eye on the portal pursuits of on the football and basketball side. Priority at the moment for Michigan, I think, is, can they get Eli and Shondi back? Can they get Eli Brooks and Shondi Brown to come back? But even if those guys, let's say they're successful in their efforts to get those guys to return, I think, Ira, that they're still going to have an eye on some point guard help. And, we profiled a new name yesterday, another name that I wanted to talk about here in this segment that'll be very familiar to Michigan fans, that I know that there's it's intriguing. I know it's a name that's being bandied about. There's some conversation. Not sure how far it's gone. But Jacob Young. Ira, when I heard the name Jacob Young, like, you know what? If you watch Rutgers this year, especially last year, he was a role player. This year, he was a frontline guy. And he, if you wanted to point to maybe the biggest difference in Rutgers this year and becoming a tournament team, I think it was Jacob Young. I mean, a guy who is just an absolute dog on the floor, tenacious defensively, a guy who can get up and down with the best of them, one of the fastest players, fastest, most explosive players on the court. Ira, he averaged 3.5 assists per game on a team that had Shaq shooting threes. I'm saying that facetiously, but you get my point. No one on that team can shoot threes. And yet this guy he had a pretty good clip, all things considered, distributing in the basketball there. I know that this is a guy. This was the guy I remember hearing John Beilein talk about. He's just been, you just said, any coach, yeah, every coach in the Big Ten hates to play against Jacob Young, but would love to have him on their team or on his team. And I agree with that. I mean, this is a guy who is absolutely going to give you 100% on both ends of the floor. Seems like he's a team guy and is exploring his professional prospects, but has his name in the portal to explore those prospects as well. Word is he wants to pursue an NBA. This would be the thought process when it comes to, having another year at the college level. And if the NBA is not looking like that's going to be a ready-made opportunity for him, I don't know if he would be willing to go and jump, overseas. I don't know how determined he is to do that. But, man, as a college guy, a guy who is interested in the Big Ten, and a guy, if you are comparing him to, say, the Marcus Carr consideration, Marcus Carr has very strong NBA prospects. And if there was some concern, at least from the fans, when I brought up Marcus Carr's name who is doing much the same thing, name in the draft and the portal to explore both. You know, he's a high shot guy. You know, this is would how likely is it that he would or could conform? Whereas a guy like Jacob Young would seem much more, it'd be much more likely that that would be a seamless fit, that you wouldn't be asking him to change himself too much to slide into this dynamic here. Very intriguing name to me, Mr. Weintraub.
And he's a guy who's gone through the process of transferring before. He went from Texas to Rutgers, so he knows how to make that move from one school to another. It would be a sixth year in college, so that is one of his considerations, obviously. Same thing we talked about with Mike. Maybe not, you know, that NBA prospect that you're talking about with, you mentioned Marcus Carr, for example, but he's in his, he would be in his sixth year, so it's something for him to consider. But he has the option, right? So he should explore. He's got, you know, the requisite. He's about 6'2", right? He's a good defender, as you mentioned. This Great. Past year was by far his best shooting season from the outside at nearly 37%. But I just kind of assume that that number goes up in a Michigan program, just like we saw Mike's number go up and Shondi's number go up, because their roles are a little bit different. And you're asked to shoot maybe a few less shots, and so you're shooting only better looks. So I think that number actually maybe goes up a little bit. But you're one, the age part, and then as you mentioned, just it kind of goes along with when you said with Marcus Carr. That's the only concern that I have. It's kind of like I've been burned a lot, you know, during Red Berenson's era with goalies that say they're coming to Michigan and then they say, I'm going pro instead right before they get here. And you don't want to go put all your efforts into the transfer portal. Go find the point guard or the other backcourt guy that you want, and he says, I'm coming. And then after, you're like, all right, we're good. We're done looking at the guards. And then a week later, someone tells him, you know what, you should go pro. And it's actually in your best. And then all of a sudden he never shows up, right? So you don't know. I want the guaranteed guy that's coming to campus if you're going to go to the portal. And so, yeah, there are question marks about some of these portal guys. I mean, it was like we talked about with Morsell yesterday. I'm going to enter the portal. I'm going to enter the draft. I may even go back to Maryland. I'm going to keep all my options open. And it's great to have your options, but if you're switching schools, whoever you're going to needs to know you're guaranteed to stick with that decision. And there is no guarantee that a Marcus Carr, if he picks Michigan on April 8th, doesn't on April 15th say, I'm going to the draft.
Right, right. That's much more likely to happen with a Marcus Carr than a Jacob Young. You mentioned Morsell. I don't know what – I mean, dude, he's like the guy at Maryland. Like, what else? And Maryland was a tournament team and projected to be a tournament team again, and you're the guy.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the
–
I think he's looking at one, he's looking at the NBA, just like a lot of these guys are. They want to find out what that is. And I think he thinks that if he puts his as the reigning, whether unwarranted or not, as the reigning defensive player of the year in the Big Ten, I think he thinks he can be, you know, maybe it's not a star, you know, at one of a even better program. But as I said yesterday, what if Kentucky says, hey, come be a role player for us? Maybe that's what you're looking for. You want to have a better chance to win. Or maybe he's looked around and he says, I think there are better position coaches that can get me ready for the NBA than I can get with Mark Turgeon. I don't know. I'm not sure, because I don't know if Dre's his position coach, because if it is, then I'm not putting that on that, because he'll get great coaching from Dre. But it's a really weird scenario, needless to say. But I think it's what a lot of these guys are doing, which is I have these options. I can go back to my school for another year. I can go start my professional career and whatever that is or wherever that is. Or I can go to the transfer portal. So I'm just going to tell people that I'm thinking about doing all three just to see what sticks. It's like throwing this, you know, pasta on the wall and seeing what actually falls off or doesn't. Yeah. I think that's what Morsell's doing. I think that's what Carr's doing. But I think certain guys, and I think others are going to do it too, but most of those guys are going to hear, go to the draft. And they're going to go to the draft. And then you're not even going to talk to those guys, right? If you're a coach like a Juwan looking in the portal. And I don't think Morsell's going to get the same word that Carr's going to get. I don't think that I look at those two guys as the same type of prospect, but you never know what teams in the NBA are seeing.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting to see the Rutgers. I think Miles Johnson is in the portal for Rutgers as well.
I love his hair. Love the mutton chops. I would take him just for the mutton chops. He'd actually be a really good back of five. I'm just saying.
These guys, they just took Rutgers to their first tournament appearance, what, 30 years?
And this is what Charles Ramsey's point is, I'm assuming, when he says he doesn't like the portal, but he doesn't mind transferring. It's the ease, right? And it seems like a third of college basketball now goes to the portal. And I think that what's happening also is a lot of people are seeing that you know, there are better options for you. Maybe you, whether it's getting better coaching or, you know, for some of these guys, maybe there are academic situations where, you know what, I don't really like my major here. I don't like my options. I want to transfer somewhere else. We don't know everything that goes into these decisions. Right. We just know all the names that are now thinking about transferring because it's so obvious. But my guess is about a third of college basketball for years and years thought about transferring. They just didn't all act on it. Now they're all at least putting their name in the portal, or so it seems.
Yeah, it certainly makes it harder to figure out your roster. You know, figure out, okay, what do I need to get in the portal? I don't know what I'm losing to the portal.
Well, that's what was it. Yeah. Underwood? Was it Underwood or was it another coach? I think it was Underwood. He's like, the last 10 or 11 days, it's just been portal. They're not even doing any of the recruiting, basically. Sure, you obviously have your class and whatnot, but the last 10 to 11 days, so basically, you know, whenever your season ends, and even not end, you talked to Martelli about it, right? It's not even then. Yeah. They weren't even done. It's all about the portal for about, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, because you have to see which of your guys are thinking about going in it and if you can keep them from going in it, right? And then who of your guys, are leaving or potentially leaving. So you have to think about, well, now who's in the portal that might be able to fill some needs, because we have our six freshmen coming in, but and a lot of schools don't have that many freshmen coming in. But it is new. It is different. It's interesting. And
it's maddening to a lot of coaches. But, you know, the coaches who navigate it the best,
they're going to win.
Yeah, they're going to win. Yeah. It's like Juan did last year, navigated it really, really well. That's why you know, and Phil made this point as we get to a break, said, you know, the primary consideration is going to be fit. You know, talent, sure, is going to be necessary for us to look at you, but you got to fit for it to work for us. If we don't feel like you're going to be a fit, and I'm not talking about your game. Do
personality, you fit, chemistry.
Yeah. Are you a chemistry fit?
Locker fit room. Our vision? Yeah.
If you fit that, then okay, then we can talk. If you don't, if you feel like you got to get the same number of shots or that kind of thing, not going to work here. So we shall see. It is 7 o'clock on a Thursday morning. We got to get to a break. Be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.